MC 啊
，SCCMC，
我们有哪一位的青少年？好吧啊，我们的青少年能够把我们的中文名字和英文名字都准确的讲出来？
Which teenager can accurately describe the name in English and Chinese of our church？
有没有我们哪一个孩子能够把我们教会的中文和英文名字准确的讲出来
？Any volunteers？
好，那开放给大人。
Okay, open to grown ups too.
Chinese, Christian, Mission,
Church.
啊，中文名字，华人，福音，基督教会。啊，我们不断的来强调，我们是一个 Mission Church。今年。我们教会的主题是拓展神的国度。
The theme of this year for our church is Advance God's Kingdom.
刚才我们读了诗篇二十二篇。第二十七节。
We've just read Psalm 22:27.
那诗篇二十二篇二十七节也是我们教会今年的主题经文。
And that is theme of our church's sermon.
让我们进入到一个新的年头，二零二六年。
When we come to this new year, 2026.
我们也进入了二十一世纪的第二个四分之一。
We are in the second quarter of the 21st century.
我不知道大家还记不记得当年我们刚进入二十一世纪的时候，全世界是多么的兴奋。
How many of you actually still remember how exciting we were when we first entered first century?
新的世纪，新的百年，新的千年。
The new century, the new hundred years, and the new year.
New millennium.
New millennium.
那我们认为说新的二十一世纪是崭新的，是充满希望啊，盼望的。
We say that there is full of hope in the new millennium.
但是时间过得好快 ，first quarter of the century has already passed.
时间time flies, and 二十一世纪的第一个第一个四分之一已经过去了。
我们在这头一个四分之一当中，这世界充满了战乱、瘟疫、天灾人祸。
And in the first quarter, the world was full of wars, the diseases and
the pandemic. 我们知道主再来的日子不远了。
We know that the time that Lord returns is near.
实际上，当我们说到二零二六年是第二个四分之一的开始呢，可能会有一点点的争议。
When we say that we passed the first quarter of 2020, first century, that may up for discussion.
当这个千禧年要来的时候啊。其实当时就有一个讨论，说千禧年到底是从哪一年开始
？When the millennium was coming, people were discussing when it would start.
或者说这个新的世纪啊，那时候呢，来的庆祝都是二零二零年啊年初的时候就庆祝啊，元旦的时候庆祝。二零零零年。
In 2000, people were celebrating the beginning of the millennium.
但是其实呢，这个新的世纪是从二零零一年元旦那一天开始的。
In fact, the new century really started at the new year of 2021.
为什么呢？因为这个第一世纪啊，是从主后元年，也就主后第一年一月一号开始的。
Because the first century began in the year 1D.
在这个纪年表上面就没有主后零年那么一年。
There's no zero year in our calendar.
主前一年，然后就是主后一年。
It's a before century and then first year AD.
所以这一年呢，真的是开启了新的世纪的第二个四分之一。
And this year, 2026, really started the second quarter of the 21st century.
刚才我们所看到的诗篇，诗篇一共有150篇。
There are 150 psalms in the Bible.
那么在这150篇的诗篇当中啊，有一些呢被称作叫做弥赛亚诗篇。
Some of these were called messianic psalms.
那这些弥赛亚诗篇主要是指的是在新约当中又被直接引用来指向耶稣基督的那些经文。
They really refer primarily to those New Testament verses directly referring Jesus Christ.
那这些的诗篇有大量对耶稣基督的身份、受苦、复活、作王、祭司的职分等等的这个预言在其中。
These prophecies include Christ's identity, suffering, resurrection, kingship, and priesthood.
那这里特别要强调呢，这个不像说圣经诗篇当中上行之诗啊，哪一首非常明确。弥赛亚诗篇实际上是有一些诗篇到底可不可以算到弥赛亚诗篇，学者可能有的是有不同意见的。
There's still debate on some of the chapters in Psalms whether they belong to the messianic Psalms group or not.
但是我们这里所列的啊，比如说诗篇第二篇、第八篇、十六篇、二十二篇啊、四十、四十五、七十二、一百一、一百一十八等等，这些都是相当公认的这个弥赛亚诗篇 （messianic Psalms）。
So the chapters listed here are commonly agreed that they are messianic psalms.
啊，那这个弥赛亚诗篇和旧约当中许许多多关于耶稣基督的预言一样，这是神迹性的。
Just like most of the a lot of the Old Testament chapters and verses, this is also refers to the prophecies of Christ.
请大家想想，还有哪一个宗教的典籍啊，能够在他的教主来之前几百年、上千年，就不断的在那预言、准确的预言，说我们这个教主要来？不可能的。
In which other religion were centuries before our prophecies come, that they described it? None.
啊，所以这些弥赛亚诗篇是让我们更深的来认识基督啊。By the way, 啊，弥赛亚就是基督的意思啊，更深的认识基督的重要的经文。
So those verses are very important for us to understand the messianic and Jesus Christ. By the way, Jesus Christ, the meaning of Jesus Christ is Messiah.
那我们这里呢，简单的列出来一些重要的弥赛亚诗篇，而且每一篇它的一个对耶稣基督的预言的一个重点。
Here we listed all of the chapters in Psalms related to messianic Psalms and theme.
那我想请问大家，如果你对这个圣经旧约特别诗篇有一点了解，一说到弥赛亚诗篇，你大概首先会想到哪一篇？
Which one do you pop up in your head when you first think about the messianic psalms? For those who are familiar with the psalms.
我们这个比较开卷考试哈，我们已经把它 highlight 出来了。
Open book pop up quiz here.
诗篇二十二篇。
The Psalm 22.
这是最著名的一篇弥赛亚的诗篇。
This is one of the most well-known messianic psalms.
里面有许多相当具体的关于耶稣基督的应言。都实现在了新约的里面。
There are a lot of prophecies had fulfilled in the New Testament.
而且诗篇二十二篇，它整个给我们展现了一幅耶稣基督受苦受难的那样一幅的图景，在我们面前非常生动的。
Psalm 22 really vividly portrayed Christ's suffering right in front of us.
我在准备这个讲道，在打讲章的时候打这个诗篇，结果呢中文它就跳出来视频啊，我不想把视频两个字打到里面去了。
When I was preparing the slides, when I typed the English Psalms, the according pinyin Chinese gave us the video, the words video.
但我看到这两个字突然给我一个很深的提醒，如果我们去读很多其他的诗篇，我们想不到说视频一幅的图画，但是诗篇二十二篇真的是这样子，很生动的展现在我们的面前。
It really reminded me that when we were reading Psalms, usually we don't have this concept of having a picture or video in front of us, but really those verses of the Psalms really gives us a very vivid picture.
那么这个诗篇二十二篇呢，我们在这里要再多做一些背景的介绍哈，弟兄姊妹请一定能够跟住。这个诗篇二十二篇前后啊，它分为截然不同的两个部分。
There's more context about Psalm 22. Psalm 22 is divided into two distinct parts.
啊，前面的是第一节到二十一节，然后后面是二十二节到三十一节，后面有比较短的一段。
Verses 1 to 21 is the first part, and then the second part is 22 to 31.
那实际上今天我们主要要思想的是它后面比较短的这一段的经文。
We primarily going to focus on the second, shorter part of Psalm 22.
可是当我们看到这段经文的时候，去看它的上下文是特别的重要，特别的关键。
Very important to look at the context of this short verses.
所有关于弥赛亚的预言都集中在诗篇二十二篇前面的比较长的那一段，就是从第一节到第二十一节。
All the prophecies about Messiah is in the first part of 22.
实际上呢，这个诗篇二十二篇呢，又被称为叫做哀伤诗，主要就是因为前面的这个主要的这个段落。
Psalm 22 is really called the sad.
Psalm of Lament.
Psalm of Lament. Okay. The first part of Psalm 22.
那么这一段就描述的诗人作者大卫他的痛苦的经历，但同时我们知道也是对弥赛亚的一个预言。
It really describes a lot about the pain of King David, but it also describes the pain of Jesus Christ.
虽然比较长，在这里还是很有必要要和大家先来一起来看一下诗篇二十二篇前面的这个非常著名的弥赛亚的段落。
Even though it's long, let's look at it together. It's important.
诗篇二十二篇，大卫的诗，交与灵长，调用朝露。因为时间关系，我就用中文这部分来读。啊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不助声，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。我们的祖宗倚靠你，他们倚靠你，你便解救他们，他们哀求你便蒙解救，他们倚靠你就不羞愧。但我是虫不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。但你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。求你不要远离我，因为急难近了，没有人帮助我。有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的石头贴在我牙床上，将我安置在死地的尘土中，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。耶和华，求你不要远离我，我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我。求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑，救我的生命脱离犬类，救我脱离狮子的口，你已经应允我，使我脱离野牛的脚。弟兄姊妹，当我们读到诗篇二十二篇这段的经文的时候，是不是受苦的仆人，受苦的基督 这样一个很生动的形象就展现在你的面前。
Brothers and sisters, when we read this verse, isn't it very vividly showing to us the servant of our Lord is suffering so much?
我们的耶稣基督为我们走上十字架，流血舍身。
Our Jesus Christ, our Lord, went to the cross and died for us.
受尽折磨苦痛。
Gone through so much suffering.
世人的逼迫弃绝。
Abandonment of this world and people.
这一切的一切都通过大卫的这首诗，既是大卫他自己的一个受苦的经历，但同时也是为要来的弥赛亚所做的一个预言。
All of that is vividly showing in the psalm. This psalm is not only just talking about King David's suffering, but also our Messiah's suffering.
当一千年以后耶稣基督来临的时候，他走上十字架，为世人的罪流血舍身，周围的人嗤笑他，兵丁来分他的礼衣，分他的外衣，这个就展现在我们的面前。
A thousand years later, when our Lord Jesus Christ walked into that cross and clothes torn apart by our soldiers and suffering so much, that's really very vividly showing in front of us.
所以诗篇二十二篇又被称作叫做大卫的哀伤诗。
And the Psalm 22 is also called
Psalm of Lament.
Lament.
啊，是哀伤诗。那我们知道整本的诗篇150篇
150 psalms，
很多的诗篇，老实讲啊，我不知道大家，我刚信主去读的时候，好多的诗篇读觉得很多的重复。
Honestly, I don't know about you, but when I first came to Christ, when I read it, I felt it was a lot of repetition
啊，甚至觉得好像比较 dry， 比较枯干。
And it feels kind of dry。
我看有些弟兄姊妹也在点头啊。
I see nods。
啊，当然现在啊，我们随着跟主的经历越来越深，就越来越能够去体会、欣赏诗篇了，对吧？
The more deep our relationships are with our Lord Jesus Christ, the more you can feel and understand the Psalms.
不过诗篇当中的第二十二篇还有第二十三篇，这两篇是最生动的，是。把一幅很具体的图画能够展现在我们面前。
Psalm 22 along with 23 really vividly show the picture for us.
大卫的这个二十二篇之后，马上就是最有名的诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23 also a very famous psalm right after the 22.
那是一幅不同的图画。
It's a very different picture.
那是一幅我们大家都非常向往的。渴慕的，得到极大的安慰、鼓舞的，这样一幅图画。
It's a very encouraging picture, beautiful picture that everybody longing for.
从前面的哀伤，到了一个得胜。
From the sadness and suffering to the victory.
从一开始的我的神，我的神为什么离弃我，到最后我要住在耶和华殿中直到永远。
From God, God, why do you abandon me until I will live in the realm of the Lord?
那这首诗呢，我们就 PPT 打英文，我在这里来给大家背这个中文。
Let me say that in Chinese, and you can look at the English here.
诗篇二十三篇，大卫的诗。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。诗篇二十三篇。多少的基督徒多么喜欢给我们带来极大的力量安慰这样的一首诗歌。
So many Christians are so encouraged and comforted by this, by the Psalm 23.
二十三篇展现的是一幅完全不同的图景。
It's a very different picture in Psalm 23.
我们的救主，我们的神。
Our Savior, our Lord.
他是我们的大牧者。
He's our Shepherd.
他并没有离弃你，离弃我。
He never abandoned you, never abandoned me.
哪怕是行过死荫的幽谷。我们也不害怕。
Even walking in the valley of the shadow of the death.
当我们一起来思想二十三篇的时候，它带给我们信心、勇气、希望，让我们看到神的信实、供给、更新、引领、看顾、同在、救赎、得胜、丰富、恩惠、慈爱。
When we are reading Psalm, what it brings us is the faith, courage, hope, faithfulness, provision, renewal, guidance, care, presence, redemption, victory, abundance, grace, and love.
就是在这卷诗篇的这样一个很特殊、很美好的位置，在这两幅的图画之间，承上启下，有我们今天要一同思想的这一段的经文。
In between these two pictures, we are going to talk about the this verse, the second part of 22, Psalm 22.
前面是基督的受苦，是大卫王的一个哀伤诗。
The first part is the suffering of King David.
后面是大卫的一首感谢赞美。
The second, behind it is a poem from King David, to praise the Lord.
述说跟神的亲近、渴慕的这样一首的诗歌。
Talking about how the closeness between him and the Lord.
那我们看看这个二十二篇的这两部分，前面我们刚才说的讲到基督的受苦、受死与救赎。
The first part of Psalm 22 we talked about, it was describing the suffering, death, and redemption of Christ.
然后后面这个二十二到三十一节呢，笔锋一转，讲到基督的荣耀、国度还有权柄。
And it takes a turn to talk about the glory, the kingdom, and the authority of Christ.
那么也有的读经者、解经者呢，去理解说，前面一部分是讲到基督的十字架受苦的本身，从二十二节开始是讲到基督的复活。
Some commentaries had interpreted as the first part is talking about the suffering of Christ, and then the second part is talking about the resurrection of Christ.
但是这样的理解也是不错的，也可以把这理解成基督的复活。但是呢，我们也要注意。实际上这一段的经文不单单是基督的复活。
We can interpret it that way, but we also must know that it's not only about the resurrection.
更是讲到基督的荣耀和他国度的拓展。
It mostly talk about the glory and kingdom, advance the kingdom of the Lord.
更是讲到我们对基督十架救恩的一个回应。
And it also is a response to the sacrifice.
基督的十架的道路，完整的道路，我们不断的强调，是从基督的降生开始。
We have emphasized the complete way of the cross is from the birth.
但绝不是停留在十字架，也不是停留在那个空的坟墓里面。
And it never stops at the resurrection or the empty tomb.
是的，基督复活了。
It's when it's he's resurrected.
但他复活以后，还有一步是升天得荣耀。
But the part After that is the ascension and glory.
如果您去看腓立比书第二章的时候，这是耶稣基督的一个完整的十架道路。
Second chapter of Philippians, and you will see that it's a complete way of the cross.
所以在第二部分就在展现基督的荣耀，还有他的国权。
And second part is really revealing the Lord's glory and their royal, His royal authority.
那下面呢，我们就分四个部分，一部分一部分的来看这段的经文。
Let's talk about this in four parts.
第一部分乃是一个个人的赞美与传扬。
First part is the praise and the proclaim by the individual.
第二部分拓展到讲到圣民的赞美与传扬。
Second part expanded to the praise and the proclaim by the Israelites.
然后第三部分让我们更看到拓展到万国的赞美与传扬。
Third part, we see the praise and proclaim by the nations.
And last but not least, 是万代的赞美与传扬。
最后一个是praise the proclaim by the generations.
让我们一同来拓展神的国度。
Let's advance the kingdom of God.
第一个，我们先来看第二十二章的二十二节，是个人的赞美与传扬。
First, chapter 22, verse 22.
说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中。我要赞美你。
I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you.
前面一直是大卫的哀伤，一直大卫的苦痛。
Prior to this, it was always the suffering of King David.
从第二十二节开始，这样一个我要是整个的一个转变。
And takes a turn on in verse 22, claim I will.
那大家再注意。诗人大卫跟神有非常亲密的关系，对神的这样的一种信靠，即使是在最软弱的时候，即使他说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我的时候，实际上他并没有去远离他的主。
King David has a very deep connection with our Lord Jesus Christ. Even when he was talking about saying Lord, Lord, why did you abandon me? He still did not leave our Lord.
他还是在不断的呼求神，不断的到神那里来述说他自己的痛苦。
And he kept coming back to the Lord and talk about the sufferings that he had.
纵然我们有的时候有不理解，纵然我们有的时候在内心当中有疑问。
Even though sometimes we have misunderstandings and questions in our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们效法大卫。
Brothers and sisters, let's follow King David.
在艰难的时候不是远离神，在艰难的时候是更紧紧的去抓住神。
In the sufferings, not to abandon our Lord, but to get closer to our Lord.
而且还不仅仅是如此。
And not only this.
大卫在这里说：“我要将你的名传于我的弟兄。”我们还要把我们的信仰让更多的人知道。
King David said, "I will declare your name to my brethren," and he wanted to spread it to people.
在今天社会当中呢，有一种观点说，这个信仰呢是个人性的，是隐私 private。
In today's society, there is a mindset that the faith is very private.
但在圣经当中从来没有讲说我们的信仰是个人性的，我们这个信仰是要传递出去的。
In the Bible, it never said that we need to keep our belief private. It, on the contrary, it needs to be spread it out.
昨天晚上我们这个每天晚上读经的时候，我们有一位姐妹读完经就做了一个非常美好的分享，也是代祷事项的分享。
Last night, a sister shared a testimony after we were reading Bibles together.
她说请牧师和弟兄姊妹为她祷告，晚上她要向一位她的外甥去传福音。
She said that she needs more praise because she is going to spread the gospel to her niece.
这个 nephew 啊，那这个 nephew 他对他的这个信仰是有非常大的一个负担。
She feels somewhat of a burden
for
salvation.
那这位外甥的妈妈呢，也是前两年我们三福带信主的。就是他的这个妹妹，也是我们三福带信主的。
The mother of the nephew is a sister of this our of biological sister of this sister had came to Lord after our training in
evangelism.
Okay.
那么这位姐妹很热心的传福音，我真是 每一次跟这个姐妹一起分享读经的时候特别感恩啊，因为她呢本来是我们的邻居。
We're very thankful that she is sharing all her sayings in our Bible study. She used to be our neighbor.
有一次和师母散步，我们遇到她，这个推着小孙子，我们就跟她聊天，然后就师母就把福音传给她。
So when we were taking a walk in the neighborhood, we bumped into her pushing a stroller with her grandkid, and my wife has spread the gospel, was talking about the gospel.
这位姐妹信主以后，走到哪里就开始跟人传福音。
Wherever she goes now, she spread the gospel.
把人带到教会里面，把自己的亲人带到主的面前。
Bring people to the church, bring families to the church.
因为我们一个人信主，不是停留在我自己这里啊。
Brothers and sisters, when we came to faith, it doesn't stop right here with you.
我就成为一个神国度的拓展点。
Then I become a node in the network and spread the gospel.
神的国度就要从我这里拓展出去。
So the kingdom of God will need to be spread out from me.
让更多的人能够认识主。
Let more people know him.
那下面第二点，诗人大卫在这里讲说，圣民都要来赞美和传扬。
And the second part is praising proclaimed by the Israelites.
你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他，雅各的后裔都要荣耀他，以色列的后裔都要惧怕他，因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人，也没有向他掩面。那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。我在大会中赞美你的话是从你而来的，我要在敬畏耶和华的人面前还我的愿。
You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in a great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him.
那从这一部分，从个人性的到一个群体性的，整个的以色列神的选民要一同来敬拜赞美他。
In this part, from individual to a group, everybody will need to praise and proclaim him.
第二十三节这里有三个动词。
There are three verbs in here.
我们来赞美他，我们来荣耀他，我们来惧怕他。
We praise him, we glorify them at him and fear him.
神是值得我们赞美的，神是配得一切荣耀的，神也是应该要受我们的惧怕和敬畏的。
Because God deserves our praise, our glory, and glorify him and the fear from us.
那么第二十四节，因为什么呢？因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人。
Verse 24, because he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted.
那有的解经认为说，这个地方受苦的人指的是神怜悯那些的穷人。
People have interpreted that people who are suffering here refers to the poor people.
当然也可以那样去理解，但是呢，这个地方其实不是简单的，只是指穷人。穷困潦倒的人不是。
It's not as simple as those literally poor people with little money.
这里当讲到这个受苦的人的时候，是跟前面整个那一大段二十二篇前面的那个受苦的仆人去相呼应的。
This is referring to the previous part of the 22, Psalm 22, the suffering people who are suffering.
所以二十四节也可以有这样的翻译，说因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦之人的苦痛，可以这样去翻译。
It can also be interpreted as for he has not despised or abhorred the suffering of the people who suffered.
这里所呼应的是前面诗人大卫一开始的在神面前的那个苦苦的哀求，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我。
This is responding to King David's calling, Our Lord and Lord, why did you abandon me?
现在他在回答说，神没有藐视我，神没有离弃我。
Now the response is, God did not despise me and did not abandon me.
第二十五节说，我在大会中赞美你的话是从你而来的。
Verse 25 says that the praise shall be of you in the great assembly.
前面讲到会中 assembly， 这里讲到大会 great assembly 啊，神众子民的聚集的时候，我要赞美你。
Here talks about a bigger group, a great assembly. He wanted to praise right in front of this big assembly.
那我们中文说是从你而来的，有的版本也可以翻译成 My praise shall be of you.
In Chinese, it says from you. In English, it's of you.
神的话语是我们赞美的源头。我们常常赞美神，可以来引用圣经的话语来去歌颂他。
God's words is the source of our praise for Him.
但同时，神也是我们赞美的原因。
God is also the reason that we praise Him.
Shall praise be of you.
That's why it's called praise be of you.
每一次当我们赞美的时候，我们内心当中是想到这一位可敬可畏的神。
Every time we praise Him, we think about Him.
第三方面更进一步的拓展，不单是圣名，而是万国的赞美与传扬。
And third part is extended to all the nations.
弟兄姊妹，我们并不只是满足于在教会里面，我们这些已经信了主的基督徒，我们大家一起来唱诗赞美神，那是很好的。但是比这更好的是，万国万民都来赞美他。
We shall not be satisfied by the praise of the Lord within our church. We should also praise in front of the nations.
谦卑的人必吃得饱足，寻求耶和华的人必赞美他。愿你们的心永远活着，地的四极都要想念耶和华，并且归顺他。列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。地上一切丰肥的人必吃喝而敬拜，凡下到尘土中不能存活自己性命的人，都要在他面前下拜。时间关系，我们就不读英文了。
Okay, we'll skip the English.
那这一段更是讲到说，我们看到万国万族所有谦卑寻求神的人，都必得饱足，都必来赞美我们的主，我们的神。
Here we're talking about everybody, not only just the Israelites, praise and proclaim our Lord.
然后诗人大卫在这里说，愿你们的心永远活着。
King David said, those who seek him will praise the Lord, let your heart live forever.
这句愿你们的心永远活着呢，在圣经当中是唯一的这一次有这样的一种表述。
This is the only time it's in the Bible says that let your heart live forever.
但是这样一个概念在整本圣经当中，从旧约到新约却是反复不断的出现。
But the concept has been repeated in the Bible.
实际上这里就是一个永生的应许。
Over here is a promise of eternal life.
我们要保守我们的心，我们一生的果效乃是由心发出的。当一个人的心永远活着，这个人就是永远活着。
We protect our heart if our heart is forever living eternal, is eternal, then our life is eternal.
来谦卑寻求耶和华的人就必得到那永远的生命，这是神的应许。
The poor shall eat who seek him will praise the Lord, and that's the promise from our Lord.
而在这里的呼应不是往前呼应，而往后呼应到诗篇二十三篇，最后我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
This also indicates the later verse where we shall live in the house of the Lord.
地的四极从极远的地方，我们今天要传福音，直到地极，呼应我们的大使命。
This is to spread the gospel to the end of the world.
然后用了两个动词，说都要想念耶和华，都要来归顺耶和华。
And here it says, we shall remember and turn to the Lord.
就仿佛在地的四极的远方有那些的民族，他们已经忘记耶和华了，他们在背逆主和神。
It's as if at the end of the world there are people who have forgotten the Lord and abandoned the Lord.
有这样一幅景象，就像路加福音十五章那个浪子回头，有一天当他们要想起来，再想起来他们的主他们的神，要 turn back 来归顺回到主的面前。
It's just like in Luke 15 where the return of the lost son had come back in front of the Lord.
第二十八节说，因为国权 是耶和华的，他乃是管理万国的。
Verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations.
当我们讲到这个国度，拓展神的国度，到底什么是国度 ？Kingdom.
When we're talking about kingdom, what is kingdom?
一般说到这个国度呢，至少有三个要素啊，有人说有四个要素。
There are three, sometimes four of kingdom.
啊，这样一个国要存在，有人口，有领土，还有主权，这个国才算是存在的。
Kingdom exists with people, territory, and sovereignty.
这国如果没有任何的子民，那不是一个国；如果它没有任何的管辖范围，也不是国；如果这个国它没有一个主权的存在，那是殖民地。
Without people, you cannot call it a kingdom. Without a boundary and territory, you cannot call a kingdom. And without sovereignty, you can't call a kingdom.
那么今天当我们讲到神的国度的时候，我们要知道有这三个方面。第一个，神国度的子民是谁？神国度的范围在哪里？神国度的主权在神的手中。
When we're talking about the God's kingdom today, we also need to talk about the three aspects of His kingdom.
那第一点，到底谁是神国度的子民
？First, who are the people of God's kingdom?
Christian, 基督徒，非常简单，对，所有归顺神的人。
All people, all Christians who turn to God,
都是神国的子民
are the people of God's kingdom.
今天已经不单单的只是以色列人，神对以色列有美好的心意，但今天在新约的时代，所有来归向耶和华的人，都是他的孩子。
It's not only just the Israelites who are blessed by the Lord, it's also people like you and me are Christians who turn to God.
第二点就是神国度的范围，它的 territory 到底在哪里
？Second is where is the boundary? What's the territory of God's kingdom?
但有没有看到地上的这个国家，你打我打你，就争这几百这个几百或者几平方公里的领土打来打去，对不对啊
？In today's world, all the nations are fighting and getting in wars.
那神国度的范围也是去争那些地上的领土吗
？Is it really God's will to also do that? In His kingdom,
这地上的每一寸土地已经都是属于我们的主、我们的神的。
Every single inch of the territory in the world belongs to our God.
今天神国度的范围在哪里
？What's the territory of our God today?
神的国在哪里？问大家这个问题，
Where、
请用圣经来回答。阿门。我看到传一大哥就指这里啊，圣经很熟，在新约。在路加福音，路加福音的十七章二十一节，在这里主自己就回答了说：“因为神的国，大家说在哪里啊？在你们心里。
”In Luke in the Bible, it says that it's in your heart.
神要在我们每个人的心中来掌权。
God proclaim its territory in our heart.
当然还有另外一种翻译说：“神的国在你们中间。”
There's another saying that is among you.
神也在我们的聚集当中来掌权。
God is also in our gathering among us.
前面讲到愿你们的心永远活着。
Previously we talk about may your heart live forever.
一个永活的心一定是基督永远掌权的心。
An everlasting heart is a heart that was God was in charge.
弟兄姊妹，神国度的主权是属于谁？
What's the sovereignty of God's kingdom?
你心中的主权是谁？谁在掌权
？Who is in power in your heart?
你心中是不是耶稣基督一直在掌权
？Is Jesus Christ our Lord?
这是一个我们每个人都要去诚实面对的问题。
It's a question that every one of us need to face.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主，我们的神有至高无上的主权。
Our Lord has the high power.
他说有就有，命立就立。
He is in charge of everything.
神的主权，今天有的时候有人常常说，我们要维护神的主权。
Sometimes today we say that we have to defend his sovereignty.
其实弟兄姊妹们，我们所要做的最重要还不是去维护神的主权，我们要做的是顺服神的主权。
The most important thing is not to defend, is to obey to his sovereignty.
如果神的主权都没有真正在我们的内心当中来彰显，我们内心都没有真正的让主完完全全的做王去守卫。 你还谈什么去维护神的主权呢？
If we have not let our God be in charge of our heart, how can we say that we're defending His sovereignty?
有时候有人呢，去问我一些信仰的问题。
Some people may ask me some questions about faith.
有的问信仰的问题是慕道的朋友，也有的问信仰问题的是基督徒。
Some are seekers, some are Christians.
然后呢就问我说，冯牧师啊，你对这个信仰的问题你是怎么看呢？
They ask us, how do you feel, how do you answer this question?
那我就把这个圣经里面的答案，把圣经的经文就给他来分享，然后告诉他，我是在这里是怎么看的。
Then I'll show you the I'll show them the specific verses in the Bible.
那我最常得到的答案有两种，很有意思。
Often two answers, two responses from them.
常常听到有一种就是，对，非常好，跟我想的一样。
One says very good is exactly what I was thinking.
其实他到牧师这里来问答案啊，他不是来问圣经答案，他是来去印证他自己所要的答案。
And he or she comes to really not ask me a question or get an answer, but to kind of prove that he was right.
尤其在今天这样一个互联网的时代，你只要到网上一去搜啊 ，ChatGPT 这个 AI 去问。<笑> Especially
nowadays on the internet and ChatGPT, you can ask a question.
我向你保证，早晚你能找到你想要的答案。I
guarantee you that you'll find the answer that you wanted.
在这个时候，我们的心中是不是真正是让主的话语来，让神来掌权，还是说我主权在我这里，我来找一个神来去印证我？
In this moment, are we really letting God be in charge of our heart?
我们还是像比利亚人那样，我们真是谦卑在主的话语的面前，让主的话做主的话。We
really need to bow ourselves down in front of the Lord and obey His words.
我没有一个人是完全正确的。None
of us are always right.
我非常的阿闷，我一位牧师的朋友所讲的一句话。
I really like one of the some of the words that one of my pastor friends said.
他说我随时准备好，因为圣经，单单因为圣经真理的缘故，改变我自己个人的观点。
I'm ready to change my interpretation, change my my stand based on the Bible anytime.
这是真正去降服于神的主权的一种表现。And
this is a complete obeying to God's sovereignty.
实际上神的主权如何彰显非常简单，我们大家都常常会背的主导文里，那里有一句话叫做，愿你的旨意什么，行在地上，如同行在天上。
If we really wanted to obey Lord, there is a saying in the prayer that let the
On earth as in heaven.
If you really follow that, you are really following the sovereignty of.
同样的，一个家庭、一个社会、国家、民族、教会都是如此。
Any your family, your nation, the church, and people, and it's the same.
是不是行在地上，如同行在天上？我们就问这样一个问题。Is
it really on earth as if in heaven?
当然，很实在的，也令人难过的就是，我们知道今天还并不完全是神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。Unfortunately,
that's not the case today.
不然我们也不会这样去祷告，这样去祈求了。Otherwise,
we wouldn't be praying this.
我们看到这个世上有太多的罪恶、败坏、黑暗、恐怖。We're
seeing, we're looking at so much darkness and in this world.
是在抵挡神的主权，抗拒神的主权。
It's really rejecting the sovereignty of God.
是在抵挡神的国度。
Is rejecting God's kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们不用害怕。
But don't be afraid, my brothers and sisters.
我们的主，我们的神是最终的得胜者。
Our Lord is going to have the final victory.
也是那最终的审判者，要记住这一点。
And it's also the final judgment.
神的主权的彰显也包括在他最终极的审判上面。
The sovereignty of God's kingdom also is revealed on the final judgment.
好，第四，继续拓展神的国度啊，不单是个人性的，不单是圣民的，不单是万国的，还有叫万代的。
The last part is expanding it to the generations.
啊，这个三十节到三十一节，我们请姐妹来读英文。
Okay. Posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born that he has done this.
啊，首先这里第三十节说，他必有后裔侍奉他。这个他你要注意，如果你去看英文，这是大写的。
First of all, in the first verse, prosperity shall serve him. Him is capitalized.
这里直接指的是神，是弥赛亚，是基督。
This is our God, the Messiah and Christ.
所以这节是在宣告一件事情，就是基督的后裔必把基督的事情传与后代。
It's declaring that the generation.The next generation of the Jesus Christ is going to spread that to the next generation.
今天神的子民，当我们传扬福音的时候，我们拓展神的国度，实际上有三个向度，大家注意。
There are three aspects when we're saying we're spreading the world.
一个拓展神的国度是横向的，这个区域范围越来越广，直到地的四极。
One dimension is horizontal, is to spread it out to the end of the world.
第二个向度是内向的。
Second dimension is inward.
让神在我们的心中来更完全的掌完全居首位。
Let our God be in charge of our heart.
好，那么横向内向的还有一个叫做纵向的。
And third dimension is depth.
在我们的家族，在我们的一代又一代的传递当中来扩张神的国度。
To extend God's kingdom within our family generation after generation.
所以诗人在这里说，大卫说，他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民，言明这事是他所行的。
That's why King David said, they will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born that he has done this.
这段的经文给我们看到个人的、圣民的、万国的、万代的，一步一步的神国度的拓展和递进。
This showed us the individual Israelites, nation and generations, step by step.
所以大卫在这样一个宣告，然后后面就是那美好的诗篇二十三篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
And after this, King David showed us this beautiful picture of the Lord's kingdom.
让我们一起在主的面前来同心的祷告寻求。
Let us pray and seek together in front of God.
献上我们来拓展神国。亲爱的主耶稣，我们赞美歌颂你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you.
你是那位受苦的弥赛亚。
You are the suffering Messiah.
你也是我们灵魂的大牧人。
You are the shepherd of our soul.
有了主，我们就必不致缺乏。
We are satisfied by you.
主啊，纵然仇敌四面围绕攻击我们
，Lord, even though there are so many enemies around us attacking us，
主啊，我们的心在你面前是何等的笃定，因为我们必不怕遭害。
But our heart is really firm in front of you。
主，你是与我们同在的神。
Because you are with us。
主，有的时候我们内心当中，甚至在那里苦痛呼求说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”Lord, sometimes we cry out, Lord, Lord, my Lord, why did you abandon me?
但一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨就必欢呼，我要永远住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And then after that, we will praise you, and we wanted to be in the house of God.
主啊，让我们领受那十字架的意象。
Lord, let us get the vision of the Christ, the cross.
与主同走十字架的道路。
Walk with you the road of the cross.
拓展神的国度。
And to advance your kingdom.
引领更多的人来归向群羊的大牧人。
For more people to come to you.
愿主悦纳垂听我们的献上和祷告。
Please accept our pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.